Hello again from your Vaughan. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to racing on the weekend. Plenty of feature race action on the Highveld on Saturday, where the top liner on the card is the 6 million rand Betway Summer Cup, a race to be run at grade one level over 2,000 metres, with a whole host of supporting features, all forming part of an 11 race programme that gets underway bright and early at 11:25. So no lying in on Saturday morning, you need to be up and about early. If you want to get involved, then I'd suggest you tell the Mrs. Null ready that Black Friday ends on Friday. You'll take it to the shop again for Cyber Monday. You need time out on Saturday to have a flutter on the GGs. It's a big meeting. You can't miss out, and I'd suggest make sure you keep a few rand behind for her. Otherwise, you're going to be in the dog box for the rest of the weekend. Speaking about making a few rand, there has been a change to the betting menu. There are now three jackpots available on the card. The first jackpot from races 1 to 4. The second jackpot races 5 to 8. And there is a third jackpot that runs from races 8 to 11. Now the third jackpot gets a 500,000 rand carryover. And that pool is estimated to get up to 2 million rand by the time race 8 gets underway. On the subject of race 8, the Summer Cup, there is a 500,000 rand carry forward to the Quartet. And that Quartet pool is also estimated to get up to 2 million rand by the time race 8 gets underway at 1600 hours. Big draw card to the meeting, no doubt, is the big Pick 6 pool that will be on offer. There is a 1 million rand Pick 6 carryover, and that pool is estimated to get up to 1 million rand by the time race 4 gets underway at 1310. So lots to look forward to on the day. 11:25, the off time of the first. 5 minutes prior to that, you need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Let's now get straight into the action. The first race on the card is an 800-metre scurry. This is a maiden juvenile plate where 17 runners will line up at the 800-metre mark. There are lots of horses that are well-bred. I normally say watch the market. There's been lots of betting moves as well already on HollywoodBets.net. I'm the kind of person that likes to see them in the pre-race parade. Watch how the jockeys get on board, watch them go down to the start before I make an informed decision. So I'm not going to be giving any selections for race one. I'd suggest watch them go down to the start before you get involved. On to race two we go. This is the opening leg of the Bipot. It is a conditions maiden plate. 20 runners will line up at the 1160 metre mark. Year number one, Tintin, is at 2.5 to 1. 7 Proper is at 4.55 to 1. 7.14 to 1 about number 9 Split the Lights. And it is double figures and upwards bar those. Made a note of the Antipodes betting as well before pre-recording the show. I do think that Sean Terry has a big say in the outcome of this particular race. If you look at his two horses he's got running here, 1 Tintin, 12 Magic Carpet Ride. I'll start with 1 Tintin, who's at 2.5 to 1. Gets the services of Craig Zaki. Ran fourth, beaten 1.4 lengths first time out, and then improved in places, finished second but finished 2 lengths behind the winner. Coming along the right way over the course and distance, second run after race, should be fitter. Number 12, Magic Carpet Ride, though, gets the services of Gavin Lorena. First time out over 1160, ran fourth, 4.65 lengths behind the winner. Next time over 1200 metres, was finishing strongly, showed pace, and just got pipped in the run to the wire. Short head second. Coming along the right way, second run after rest, should be cherry ripe for the occasion. That's the one I'm siding with. 12 Magic Carpet Ride, ahead of 1 Tintin. For third, I'm going with 10 Witch Hazel, fourth 7 Proper. 12:25, off-time race 3, first leg of the place accumulator. Pinnacle Stakes, scratched here, number 1 Cosmic Speed. 9 runners to line up at the 1400. Here, I'm going with a horse I've always been a fan of, especially when he runs on the Highveld, and that is number 2, William Robertson. This horse ran a very good comeback run over 1160 metres last time out. That was on the Stanside track. He stayed on to be second best behind Buffalo Storm Cody, who certainly is well above average. If you look at his course and distance form, for 4 runs, he's won 3 times. He should strip fit a second run after rest, and I do think he cannot be ignored. So I'm going 2 William Robertson, ahead of 3 Cat's Pajamas, incidentally, attracting the market support. For 3rd, number 7, Shrey Sonada. 4th, number 8, Minogue. Race 4 is the first of the features. It's the carry-on Alice Stakes listed. And here we have one scratching. Number 12, Danish Dynamite takes no part. 19 runners line up to face the starter. And here it is a wide-open affair. 5.56 to 1 the field. One of the 5.56 to 1 horses I'm going for is number 7, Rodeo Drive. This horse was available as much as 10 to 1 in the antipost market, but has been slashed through the points down to 5.56 to 1. Craig Zaki is on board. Last time out, finished third in the charity mile over 1,600 metres, set the pace and tired late. This time out, I do think we'll enjoy the drop-in trip. Ideally course and distance suited, for three runs, has got a win, a second and a third under the belt. A model of consistency, and I do think Craig Zaki is the right jockey to bring him home on Saturday afternoon. So I'm going 7, Rodeo Drive, ahead of number 10, Rachel Wall. For third, I'm going with number 3, Whistle the Tune, and fourth, number 1, Fatal Flaw. We move on to race number 5 on the card, and race 5 is the Merchants, Grade 3. This race to be run over 1160 metres. Jockey change here, number 3, Melech, will be ridden by Andrew Fortune. Jockey Grant van Niekerk is not riding at the meeting, and he has been given Stipe's permission. Race 5 on the card is another very, very wide open affair. You need to load up with as much as the budget allows. I always say play a big perm and take a smaller percentage and keep fingers crossed you've structured it correctly. Now, where am I going race 5? I'm siding with a horse that I know very well from Cape Town, and that is number 4, Future Variety. Last time out, after returning from a rest, was staying on when finishing 3.9 lengths behind the winner. That run certainly would have brought him on. Prior to that, he reeled in a hat-trick of wins, including a feature, the Umgeni Handicap. Sean Veal takes the ride. Future Variety should also strip a whole lot fitter. This happens to be Candace Bass' only runner on the day, and how often haven't we seen a trainer come with one runner and go home with one winner? So I'm going 4, Future Variety, ahead of 2, Truth, 12, Nyaka Nyaka, and 6, Quantum Theory. Race number 6 on the programme is the Filly's Mile, a Grade 3 event, a race for 3-year-olds, 16 runners will line up at the 1,600-metre mark. Another race that's got a very, very wide-open look about it. Another one where you could probably make a case for about 5 or 6 horses. I'm siding with number 1, Valentina Balducci. Now this horse ran on very nicely after setting the pace, found extra all the way to the wire to win its last start over 1,400 metres. That tells me we'll enjoy the step up to 1,600 metres. Cabello Mazzagnani now takes the ride, and I'm sure he'll use the Elegate speed to get her across from the deep draw of 16, get her to the front, and then try and go from start to finish again. Valentina Balducci is also unbeaten on this track, 2 from 2, and I do think if she gets away at the right time from the front, she could say, come and catch me if you can. So I'm going 1, Valentina Balducci, ahead of number 5, Pretty Persuasive, 6, Mlambo, and 9, United Offer. That takes us on to race 7 on the programme. This is the Dingons, Grade 2 for 3-year-olds. 13 runners will line up at the 1,600-metre mark. And here I'm going for a horse that I've been looking very forward to seeing back in action, and that's number 1, Jan van Hooyen. I see he's also nominated for the Grade 1 Hollywood Bets Cape Guineas that'll be run in Cape Town in the middle of December. Now, Jan van Hooyen was last seen in action when winning the Premier's Champion Stakes over a mile towards the end of champion season in KZN. From the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock, will be guaranteed to be very, very fit, if not close to peak fitness. He's the kind of horse that will be up with the speed and race up handy. And I know Callan Murray will certainly know exactly when to put him into overdrive. And to me, he can continue about his winning ways. So I'm going 1, Jan van Hooyen, head of 2, Tin Pan Alley, 11, Trust, and 8, Echo Check. That takes us on to the big one of the afternoon, the 6 million rand Grade 1 Betway Summer Cup. Grade 1 over 2,000 metres, 20 runners will face the starter. Jockey change, 14 Olivia's Way. Andrew Fortune takes the right now in place of Grant van Niekerk. Now, when it comes to a race of this nature, I always say you need to look at horses first and foremost who are well weighted and those that have had the perfect prep coming into this race. And there are two of them that fits the bill that have had the most perfect prep coming into this race. And those are 1 Atticus Finch and 3 King Pérez. Now, 3 King Pérez, I'll start with him, has got the services of Samanga Kamalo, and he is from the Gareth van Sale yard. Now, when he made his seasonal debut, that was over 1,200, finished 5th, beaten 3.2 lengths behind the winner. Last time out, went over 1,600 metres, lost 2 lengths, but was finishing off very, very strongly in the run to the wire, finished 2nd, beaten just over half a length by the winner. Had the perfect prep. He's unbeaten over this distance. 3rd run after rest should be cherry ripe. Same can be said for number 1, Atticus Finch. The difference being that Atticus Finch, on his seasonal debut, stepped out over 1450 in the Joburg Spring Challenge, finished 2nd that day, beaten 0.7 lengths by the winner, Tin Pan Alley, who runs earlier on in the day. Last time out, won the charity mile over 1600 metres, full of running by 3 lengths. He certainly won that very, very well. He's having his 3rd run after a rest, and I do think he's cherry ripe as the defending champion to make it back-to-back wins. So I'm going 1 Atticus Finch, ahead of 3 King Pérez. For 3rd, I'm going with 8 Otto Lucan, and 4th, number 5, The Equator. That takes us on to race number 9 on the programme. This is the Summer Cup Consolation, a race to be run over 2,000 metres, 14 runners to run over 2,000 metres, and here I'm looking no further than number 5, Field Marshal, who happens to be one of the joint favourites along with 11, Aladdin's Lamp. Field Marshal is from the stable of Frank Robinson, gets Craig Zaki on board, purely on the strength of that last run, when running on very strongly in the Victory Moon, is the reason why I'm going for Field Marshal. He should be cherry ripe for this occasion. He's having his 3rd run after rest, and I do think he's got what it takes to bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 5 Field Marshal, ahead of 2 Cape Eagle, 3 Money Heist, and 10 Chestnut Bomber. The penultimate race on the programme is the RAA Stayers, non-black type, where 13 runners will line up at the 3,200-metre mark. Now, year number 6, Damio is the favourite at 2.86 to 1. Damio renews rivalry with quite a few runners, and in fact, it's 4 to 1 about number 10 in Flame. Then you can get 7.14 to 1 about number 2 Shoot the Rapids. 9 Corrupt is at 6.25 to 1. And I'm going with the one that is in double figures, number 10, Nabros. Now, Nabros is 2 kilos better off at the weights with number 6, Damio, for a 3.4 length beating, which means that Nabros should finish a whole lot closer to the action. A lot is counting in Nabros's favour. Jumps from pole position. Has got Richard Fourie on board. That's a big plus. Should strip foot a 2nd run after rest, and I do think we'll be competitive in a race of this nature. So I'm going 4 Nabros, ahead of 2 Shoot the Rapids, 10 in Flame, 6 Damio. Last race on the programme is the South African Jockey Association Apprentice Leg, a merit-rated 80 handicap, to be run over 1,600 metres, and here you can scratch number 10 Line in the Sky. 12 runners will face the starter in the last race on the programme, and I'm looking no further than number 4, the Playboy Bomber. That was a good last effort when finishing 2nd. Beaten half a length by the winner, was slow of the mark, switched to the 400, ran on strongly, and but for what happened earlier on, could have finished a whole lot closer, if not win the race. That ride was under Savannah Viljalo, who is on board again today. If you look at this horse's course and distance record, you'll see for 3 1s, has finished once in the number 1 box and once in 2nd place. The Playboy Bomber is having his peak run, so should be cherry ripe to bounce back to winning ways. I'm going 4, the Playboy Bomber. Ahead of 7, Harun al-Rashid. 6, Page Boy. 11, Never Never Land. That takes care of racing at Turfantine on Saturday. Don't forget, up until Saturday the 29th, if you are making a deposit into your Hollywood Bet account, there is a 15% bonus on all deposits up to 30,000 Rand. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable Summer Cup day at Turfantine. Till next time, for me, Ravon. Cheers for now.